When you master your mind, you will master your life. Welcome to the Self Mastery Podcast. Self Mastery Podcast, episode 24. Hey, welcome back to the podcast. It's really, really good to have you here. Man, this last probably 3 months has been so crazy. Done a lot more training for work, added a lot more events to the business schedule, been helping out a lot one-on-one, and also the family is growing, the house is growing, it's all happening. And the really cool thing is the other day I was sitting there and I was listening to a podcast and I was like, man, I haven't done my own podcast for a while, why not? So I jumped on, and I mean the reason why not is just because I've had a lot going on. But I jumped on and actually found out that in the few podcasts that I've done, what's this, episode 24, I've had something like nearly 2,000 people listen to the episodes, and that like just blew me away. Because whether it's, you know, 2,000 people, 50,000 people, or just two people, like people and you are literally listening to this and you're getting the message out of it. So I want to thank you for that first off. And second off, I want to give you a little bit of an insight on something that has changed my life dramatically, not only in the last 3 months, but unconsciously I've been doing this for a long time now. And what I'm talking about is your self-image, how you see yourself. I truly believe that one of the most important things that is buried in your unconscious mind is the picture of how you see yourself. You see, your self-image is going to gauge and govern your beliefs, your values, your strategies, how it is that you think, how it is that you dress, how it is that you style your hair, where it is that you live, the job that you have, the people you talk to, how you talk. It literally governs everything. So this blew me away. This blew me away because guess what you can do with your self-image? You can change it. You can change your self-image now. You can change your self-image whenever it is that you want to change it. So a really great thing to do, first step of all steps, you got to figure out what it is that your self-image is set at the moment. So when I ask you this question, when you think about yourself in the certain situation that you're in now, do you have a picture of yourself? Okay, great. Now, what does that picture look like? Does it look like someone who is really successful, someone who looks after himself, someone that gets, you know, gets shit done, so to speak? Sorry, kiddies, if you're in a car. But is it someone that takes action? Is it someone that learns? Is it someone that is compassionate, loving, caring? Is it someone that is, wealthy? Is it someone who has got excellent health? Or is it on the flip side, someone who is timid? Someone that's always stressed, someone that's maybe a little bit overweight, someone that is not taking care of himself. Yeah, and that's a pretty big aha moment because your self-image is being projected into the life that you're living right now. So if someone comes up to me and they're like, hey Luke, I really wanna lose weight. What do you think I think of? All right, what's your self-image look like? Well, it looks like someone who, no matter how hard they eat, train and diet, they're always putting on weight. Oh, Luke, I really want to quit smoking. Okay, cool. What's your self-image look like? Well, it looks like someone who wants to try and quit smoking rather than someone who is a non-smoker. Okay, well, that's going to be a very different life. Hey, Luke, I really want to do better in my business with sales. Okay, cool. How do you see yourself within your sales? Oh, I see myself being very nervous, being very clumsy and not knowing exactly what to say. Okay, well, that's going to impact your sales massively. What's another example? What about this one? Like being a parent, a mom or a dad. Oh, I really want to be a better mom or dad. Okay, what is it that you want to be better at? Well, I want to be more patient. Okay, cool. In the context of your kids and being a mother or a father, what's the picture that you have of yourself? What's your self-identity? Well, it's obviously me being very impatient when the kids are doing something silly, when, you know, obviously they're 2, 3, or 5, they don't know much better, I lash out at them and I get angry. Okay, cool. That's because of your self-image. So can you see how important it is to, step one, know about your self-image. Like, it's absolutely paramount. It's by far one of the most important things. And to be honest with you, I was a little bit blown away by just how powerful it actually is. Out of all the study, out of all the techniques and tools that I've sifted through in this lifetime that I've had, and all the experience that I've had, it really came down to self-image being one of the biggest ones that came first, rather than anything else. So, you know, any of the work that I do now, it's like self-image is gonna be a massive one. It's like, right, how do you see yourself? Well, I see myself as this, this, and this. Okay, cool. Well, if you see yourself as that, that, and that, does that, that, and that get the results of what you are intending to get? If the answer is no, then you need to change your self-image now. If the answer is yes, happy days. Keep doing what you're doing. So I just wanted to make a short little podcast on this so you can get awareness of how important it is. Two things that I want you to take action on after this. Step number one, action number one, is going to be identifying your own self-identity. How is it that you see yourself in your life? That's going to be really, really powerful. Now, step number two is going to be getting a book. You can get a book, you can get it on audiobook, you can just jump on YouTube and just type in Psycho-Cybernetics. Psycho-Cybernetics is a very, very powerful book that is dedicated to the self-image and how it can change your life dramatically. All right, so I use a lot of these techniques, a lot of these tools in the therapy and coaching work that I do, but guess what? You can just read the book. Just get the book on audio and someone will read it to you and use the tools, and I can guarantee you that it will change the game massively. So only would you take action on this now if you wanted to get better results in whatever it is that you're doing within your day-to-day life. So there you go. I hope that really helps you out. Once again, that book is called Psycho-Cybernetics. Jump onto YouTube, jump onto Google, type it in. If you want any more information on it, you can contact me through the podcast here. You can contact me through www.selfmasterywithluke.com. Or you can find me on Facebook or Instagram. Until next time, have a great day. Happy days to you, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.